Do you have a New Year's resolution? Have you given up on it already? I don't really make resolutions like I'm going to lose weight or I'll eat less junk food or I want to read more. I do make goals for myself though. And as I was evaluating my goals from 2018 and preparing for my new goals for 2019, I started thinking, isn't it kind of strange how we treat January 1 as if it's a fresh start, something completely new and a blank slate, when really it's just another day? It might be a new calendar, but our situation and circumstances hasn't changed at all. I'm Brian Haley, and you're listening to Church Juice. On this podcast and in all of our other free resources, we help you energize your church communications. Today, we're wrapping up our first season of the podcast. You might ask, why would we end a season right in the middle of January? A few reasons, really. First, the timing works well for us to take the next month off from recording as we work on some new projects. That, and I'm also taking vacation. But more importantly, taking a break now is part of a bigger picture, one that we didn't wait until the end of December to start thinking about, and a strategy that didn't all happen on January 1. So back to my thought about the new year and the resolutions that come with it. I decided to dig in and explore where this annual tradition came from. The following is an excerpt from an article on Mental Floss, an online magazine. In it, it says, in Babylon, several thousand years ago, the earliest recorded celebration honoring the coming of a new year was held. Calendars weren't as they are today, so the Babylonians actually kicked things off in late March during the first new moon after the spring equinox. Anyway, the collective ceremonial events lasted 11 days. The festivities were dedicated to the rebirth of their sun god, but the Babylonians made promises in order to get on the right side of all of their gods. They felt that this would help them start the new year off on the right foot. Then resolutions continued on with the Romans. When the early Roman calendar no longer synced up with the sun, Julius Caesar decided to make a change. He consulted with the best astronomers and mathematicians of the time, and he introduced the Julian calendar, which more closely represents the modern calendar that we use today. Caesar declared January 1 the first day of the year to honor their god of new beginnings, Janus. The Romans celebrated the new year by offering sacrifices to Janus. So to this day, the traditions of the ancient Babylonians and Romans continue on around the world, usually without the sacrifices part. But the resolutions continue so much that in 2012, Google launched a resolution map, where people could add resolutions and see others adding theirs in real time. However, no matter how many people participated in Google's project, the numbers were bleak when it comes to the amount of people who maintain their resolutions. Statistics show that only 9.2% of people are successful in sticking them out. So that's fun to learn and yet slightly depressing. So I also looked up some statistics about the most popular resolutions each year. Here are the top five. Lose weight, eat healthier. Number two, get organized. Save more money, quit smoking, spend more time with family and close friends. So I could talk about how all these are pretty terrible resolutions. They're subjective, hard to measure, and not very rewarding. But that's not what this episode is about today. So sure, using January 1 seems pretty arbitrary, but it is a great opportunity to look forward. Using a new month or a new year is a great time to think about what could be and how to get there. I'm a very goal-oriented person, so I started thinking about my 2019 goals back in November. I started analyzing data for Church Juice around Thanksgiving time, and I looked at what needed to be improved. But really, the conversation about what's going to take place in 2019 at Church Juice started way earlier than even November. Over the last year, we've done a lot of listening. In 2019, we celebrate the 10th anniversary of Church Juice's beginning as a ministry, and church communications has evolved and adapted a lot in those 10 years. So when I came on as the producer for this project, I wanted to make sure that we do a significant amount of listening to you, the communicators, practitioners, church leaders, and volunteers, so that we could learn how to serve and support you better. So we started listening. I had hundreds of conversations in 2018 with church leaders, church communicators, communication experts, and others all from around North America to help understand the dynamics of church communications and marketing as it is today and how we can do things better. I wanted to be forward-thinking, but only to the point that it's the best way to serve the churches we have the privilege of serving. Through all of this listening, what I discovered is that what church communicators need really boils down to two things: learning and community. In 2019, Church Juice exists to energize church communications by engaging local churches and equipping their leaders. So we learned that church communicators are more often than not filling multiple roles. And a lot of them, a lot of you, have no formal training in communications. What I found is that even if the communication director is paid full-time for this director role, they still need to learn because technology, trends, and best practices are constantly changing, and they change very quickly. So there's a need for better learning. Knowing how busy you are as a communicator, we learned that we need to create more content that's easily consumable at any time. That's where this podcast comes into play. It's an opportunity for us to learn together when it's convenient for you. So in the coming year, we're going to do more to produce content that's easy to consume, easy to learn, and on the go. We want to help you learn in a way that's consumable and easy without adding more to your plate or asking a huge investment of time or otherwise from you. We're also in the midst of a rebranding project here at Church Juice. Early last year, we realized the need for expanding beyond the limits of our current website and our brand. When our brand was first created, the website was built to be a blog with some added ebooks or case studies as secondary to that. But as we head into 2019, we are becoming much more of a multimedia ministry with articles, ebooks, resources, templates, video, audio, webinars, and so much more as part of the ministry. And that means that it's time for the brand to evolve to catch up with what we're already doing and what's on the horizon. The name is staying the same, but later this year you'll see some new colors, even a new logo, and a brand new website built with you in mind. The website will be more user-friendly, built to help you access the tool that you need as easily as possible. So the second thing that I mentioned was the desire for community. I wish that I would have kept track of how many times I've heard some variation of the phrase, "I feel alone." Even though you may be on a large staff at a megachurch in an urban area, it's easy to feel alone in our work. As communicators, we're often siloed off from the rest of the ministry staff. Most people don't really have a full comprehension of what the role of the communications director is or why its existence is even necessary. So that can make a person feel alone. So we think it's our responsibility to help engage local churches to build unity and community among its own staff, its church and community, and among the communications community as well. Of course, we provide resources on how to better engage with your community, but how are we building community among church communicators? That's a much larger and difficult question to ask. There are a few ways that we hope to build community with you and other church communicators. The first of which is our Facebook group. It's a great place to start. In the closed group, you can interact with me and others from all around the world. You can ask for opinions, you can brainstorm, you can get feedback and talk to other people who are in the same trenches as you. So that's one way. But we also want to create more opportunities for you to be in person with church communicators. Get to know each other on a personal, in real life level. Learn how the church down the street or across town is handling a situation, or what they're wrestling with, or how they overcame a circumstance similar to yours. Learn from people in your area who know what you're dealing with, the type of people that you encounter, and ways to minister in your area. So one way to do this, we talked about doing a huge multi-day conference. In fact, I actually started planning one, but I was soon convicted to think through the whole idea even more. There are quality conferences out there already. Do we really want to add another event? It seems like creating a conference is adding to the noise, another event, and putting more on your plate, while we at the same time try to tell you and other churches that you need to simplify your messaging and what you're doing. So no, we're not doing a huge global conference. It's not in your best interest to create a conference. So then, how can we serve you well and build community while helping you engage with other communicators? We're creating small one-day summits that can be done in any place across North America. These one-day events are for your region to invite church leaders from your area to be a part of. Our focus will be on engaging each other while helping you engage your congregation and community as well. Any church can host an event, and we will work with you to make it a quality summit. We'll package everything up for you. We'll help you find local people who can speak into the lives of fellow communicators. I might even be able to be there myself. But it's an opportunity we want to create where you can engage church communicators without adding to your plate and helping you feel like you're part of a larger community. So there you have it. There are two of my goals for Church Juice this year. Of course, there are many others that get into traffic, marketing, and other areas of ministry, but for the larger picture, it all boils down to these two items: engaging local churches and equipping church leaders just like you. I'm excited for 2019. It's going to be an exciting, expansive year here. We are excited to support you in new and meaningful ways as you continue on your journey to fulfill the Great Commission. Thanks for listening to Church Juice. I hope that you feel energized and ready to take on your next communications project. Make sure to subscribe and be on the lookout for season 2 of Church Juice's podcast coming at you in March. To check out all of the free resources we have available, visit our website, churchjuice.com. I'm your host and producer of Church Juice, Brian Haley. Today's episode is distributed by our parent ministry, Reframe Media, in Grand Rapids, Michigan, with the help of audio engineer John Reeder.